Stop laughing. This is erotic.
I'm on a new medication, and I think it's making me hallucinate.
I would have been a Ted Bundy victim.
Yeah. I had no idea that so many people out there felt the same way I did. Now I want a pina colada.
An acquired taste.
This is a bonus episode, Lucy Goosey.
Lucy Goosey, we have no idea what we're talking about. Welcome to an acquired taste bonus.
I'm Bethleen. Bethany.
Oh, is that our couple's name?
I think, or Kathleen-y.
Kathleen.
Which sounds like an old person pooping aid. So let's go with Bethleen. Can we talk about the fact that I had a dream last night that my 70, and we are going to get to something.
Oh, Bethany, I have a really juicy email for us to get into about sugar daddies.
Oh, Lord. Okay. Last night I had a dream that my like 75-year-old landlord was trying to become a YouTube influencer, and he needed my help uploading his videos to YouTube.
What were you eating or drinking before your dream?
Just tortillas.
That's insanity.
Yeah, it was really sweet because I really like him. And he's like he's in real life a very quiet, sort of curmudgeonly man, but he's very sweet. Mm. He's one of those men that like smiles with his eyes. And I like him a lot. He reminds me of my grandfather.
I had a professor in college who was the same way.
Yeah.
And so I always wonder if he's still alive. I Google him quite often, but I can't find anything.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you check the obits?
I did. It's a popular name.
Oh.
So, you know.
Yeah.
Can I admit something to you that I do not want to admit?
I want you to admit it. Now I'm invested.
So I was over at my best friend's house like 2 weekends ago.
Uh-huh.
And she's one of these people like you, Bethany, who's given up cable.
Yeah.
I'm always like asking questions to people who have given up cable. I'm like, okay, so like, what do you watch? What do you subscribe to?
Yeah.
She's like, well, you know, now we just got Disney Plus.
Okay.
And there's one thing that I want to see that comes out in March on Disney Plus. It's called Stargirl, based off of a young adult novel that I read years and years and years ago. I actually based my AOL screen name off of this book because I was Stargirly.
You got just Star Girly. You didn't have to put a number?
Well, 86.
Okay.
And when I was trying to date a guy who was like a lot older than me, he's like, I can't date you. You're obviously born in 1986. Like, that's your screen name. And I was like, no, that's my softball number.
So you're a liar.
I'm a liar, pants on fire.
Yeah.
Anyway, so she gave me her Disney Plus login, and I was like, I will never use this. I'll only use it for this one thing. Anyway, I hooked it up to my smart TV. I've been watching so many Disney movies, so many, and I am like notoriously a Disney hater.
Yeah, you've never been to the theme park, in fact.
I have quite literally never been to the theme park, which like so many people are horrified by when I tell them that. It's like my party trick. Guess what? I've never been to Disney.
Oh, Kathleen and I were on a conference call, and they brought up Disney, and I threw Kathleen. It was a call with like 7 other people, all these kind of higher ups, and I threw Kathleen under the bus, and I said, by the way, she's never been to Disney, and I said, she thinks L.L. Bean is a theme park, and then they all laughed and laughed.
They did.
But they laughed on delay because it's a conference call.
I know, it's so weird.
It put like this giant hiccup in the whole flow of the conference call.
Listen, the Big Boot in front of the L.L. Bean store in Freeport, Maine is an attraction.
It's a thing.
It's a thing to see. So I watched, it was so good, the live action Lion King.
Oh, which isn't live action. It's also a computer.
It is also a computer, but it's like it looks realer than the cartoon.
Did it make you cry?
It did make me cry. And then I watched the cartoon version of it like back to back.
Oh, trauma.
So good.
Trauma.
Like they're both like these independent movies I could watch. I've been watching them on repeat. Like I just get home every day from like whatever I've been working at that day.
Yeah.
And then I watch 2 Lion Kings back to back.
Have you watched any episodes of High School Musical, The Musical, The Show?
No, I haven't.
Which is my favorite title of anything.
It is a thing. Yeah, I saw that. I saw that in the streaming.
All right. Well, I'm excited for you. Stargirl stars Grace VanderWaal.
Yes.
I don't know my name. That's my Grace VanderWaal impression.
I don't know the words of the game. You know what? She grew up not far from where I grew up, so I stand in solidarity with Grace VanderWaal.
She's great. She plays the ukulele.
I love her so much.
When I'm sad and I need to self-soothe, some legit, I will sing as Grace VanderWaal, and it makes me feel better. It's fun. Do it with me.
I don't know my name.
Ooh, I just got an update on the Citizen app. What's happening near us?
Ooh, is there a robber?
Unstable scaffolding on Madison Avenue.
That is the thing that's been happening in New York City a lot lately, where like very tragically a couple of weeks ago, a brick fell from a crumbling building and like hit a woman walking on the sidewalk and killed her.
Holy cow.
And so you're not safe anywhere you go. Stay home.
Jeez.
You're probably not safe at home either. Your building could fall down any day.
Especially if you're living in an old building.
Yeah.
I had no idea that that was a thing. That's awful. One of the things, speaking of not having cable, I found myself just watching YouTube videos on my TV. Because
of
that's
Visco Girls?
No, mostly
that's,
of like...
That's my favorite hole to fall into.
I love the Wired videos of someone who's an expert at something, then watches movie clips where they show that thing that they're an expert in, and then they talk about how it is or isn't an accurate representation.
Huh.
But last night, I was watching videos of Clint Emerson, who is the guy who wrote the book that I found on my bookshelf that we talked about, like how to protect yourself and make a knife out of nothing.
Oh, and the Navy SEAL guy.
Yeah. And he has one on like being aware of your surroundings. And it just made me realize how awful I am at being aware of my surroundings.
Yeah.
A brick would come out of nowhere and I would not see it coming.
You know, I had this thing in New York City on the train the other day, and it was only me and one other girl on the train car, and this absolutely weird ass guy came in with like a huge hoodie. He looked like maybe he was hiding stuff under his hoodie. He was very anxious. His face was mostly covered by like a skull bandana, and he was pacing back and forth. And I'm like on high alert, ready to like jump off because this guy looks like he's looking for like somebody to hurt.
Yeah.
And the other girl in the car with me was just like in her phone.
Yeah. It's awful.
And I'm like, hello.
You're looking to make a connection or something.
And I like got up and changed my seat so I had a better view of like where he was, and like a seat that I could like easily more duck and cover if I needed to.
Yeah.
Which sucks that this is the society that we live in.
But
the other girl was just slumped over looking at her phone, and I'm like, hello.
It's
girl,
awful.
Look up, because we might be in a lot of trouble very shortly. Luckily nothing happened.
But no, it's like that is like when I'm on the train, I try. I'm not always successful. I try to stay out of my phone for that reason. I was in London once, and I was alone on the tube on the subway, and a woman was sitting next to me glaring at me, like just she was literally shoulder to shoulder with me, and she looked like a witch. She was an old wrinkled woman, and she was just glaring at me. Her lips were pursed, and she looked like she wanted to murder me.
Yeah.
And I was freaked out, and I was trying to make eye contact with anyone else to just be like, hey, do you see this? Hey, is there a witness? And everyone was in their phones.
Yeah.
And I couldn't get anyone to notice what was happening.
And I sometimes on this podcast, when we talk about stranger danger and like being suspicious of everybody, we get a little bit of flack, but like it is the world that we live in. I am suspicious of my mother.
Mm-hmm. I don't trust my mother either.
No.
I think both of our mothers are in cahoots.
I don't trust my husband. I don't trust my cats.
Can't.
I don't trust my dentist.
Can't.
I don't trust my doctor.
You don't know what they're implanting in
I
you.
I don't trust anybody.
They're putting stuff in people, and it's going to get really, really bad.
The aliens are coming to get us.
I know.
Okay, should we get into some listener advice?
Yes.
The meat and the potatoes.
Yes.
Oh, wait, no, you're a vegetarian.
The potatoes are great. The potatoes.
The tofu, the seitan.
The bread.
Breaded seitan.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah.
There you go, right?
Yes. Mm. Yeah. Yep.
This comes from, okay, I'm not going to say her name.
Okay.
She says, hello, ladies. I love the show, and I've been listening since the beginning. If you read this one on the podcast, call me Camden.
Okay.
Now, the subject line of this email says, in desperate need of sugar daddy advice.
Okay.
Ooh.
Okay.
Yes, my favorite topic.
Is sugar daddy, that's your favorite of all the topics we've ever covered?
Also my favorite candy.
Okay. I do love a sugar daddy candy.
Sugar daddies will rip your teeth out.
Yeah, I love them. I love them.
If you need a tooth extraction and you can't afford a dentist, buy a sugar daddy.
Yeah. Or like a cavity or filling that you wish wasn't in your tooth anymore.
Camden writes, let's jump right in. I started my first real job in 2016, Sugar Daddy and I were in the same orientation group, and we ended up seeing each other outside of orientation at a drug testing facility a few days later.
Okay.
I guess it's like corporate policy.
Got to get those drugs tested.
No drugs.
Are they good or are they not good?
He invited me for coffee in our office cafe, and I agreed because I didn't know anybody else. Fast forward a few months, he wanted to go out to dinner. So we did. He paid. And he said that when I'm out with him, I will never pay.
Okay.
Hmm. Since then, I've left the company, but we have still had numerous meals together. Lunch, dinner, breakfast, whatever. He always pays.
Okay.
On top of the free meals, he has given me four $50 gift cards for Christmas and my birthday throughout the years.
Okay.
I feel uncomfortable accepting these gifts because he has a wife and kids.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
He's got two kids, but he always insists that I take his gifts. Keep in mind, I just turned 25 and he is turning 40 next year.
Uh-huh.
Nothing happens when we meet. We hug at most and then I leave. but recently he's gotten more intense. He tells me that he loves me and that I'm his best friend. Mm-hmm. He'll send me heart emojis and emojis blowing the kiss in the shape of a heart. Is that a thing? I don't know.
It's a...
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Okay. I don't know what to do or say to him. I just had dinner with him this evening, and he did something he's never done. When we were hugging, he kissed me on the forehead twice.
Oh.
Awkward. I don't know what his intentions are, but I don't show any signs of attraction for him. I always ask him about his wife and his kids, and I make sure that I'm not putting any vibes out there.
Uh-huh.
How should I tell him I'm not comfortable with his level of affection and I don't want to receive any free meals or gifts from him anymore if this is going to give him the wrong impression? I never thought things would go this far. Any level of advice from you ladies would be amazing. Thank you for listening, Camden. Bethany.
Yes?
Getting dressed for work in the morning sucks.
Yeah, it sucks. You have to figure out what to wear and also what to wear.
And my favorite thing to wear when I don't want to wear anything is Beta Brand's dress pant yoga pant.
Totally. They are perfect for the office, home, anywhere.
You're going to throw away every other pair of dress pants you own after you get one of these pairs of pants. Like, literally.
With Beta Brand, you never have to sacrifice comfort or function for style. Their dress pant yoga pants are super comfortable, they're perfectly stretchy, and they stay wrinkle-free all day.
I always feel like I have a to-do list that never seems to end, and it's like running a flight of stairs to, like, you know, meet somebody or like walking long distances in New York, and I need a cute work pant that like also is sort of like an athletic pant.
You can get dozens of colors, patterns, cuts, and styles like boot cut, straight leg, skinny, cropped, and more. They even have a pair with 8 pockets.
Bethany, you have the skinny moto, right?
I do, yes. I love them.
You were wearing them the other day.
Uh-huh.
They looked fabulous on you.
Thank you.
And then you're like, hey, wait, look, I can also do the splits in my pants.
Here we go. Ask me about my pants. Which ones do you have, Kathleen?
I just got the skinny leg merino. They're like a navy blue. They're like a cropped ankle.
Nice.
And my blouses look so chic tucked into them. I can't wait to go to Switzerland this summer and wear these pants every single day when I'm traveling.
Perfect for travel.
So comfortable.
And now they also offer premium denim with the same flexibility and comfort as yoga pants. Right now, our listeners can get 20% off their first order when you go to betabrand.com/taste.
That's 20% off of your first order at betabrand.com/taste.
Millions of people agree that these are the most comfortable pants you will ever wear to work. So go to betabrand.com/taste for 20% off.
Bethany.
Yes, Kathleen.
Sometimes for me, and this is going to sound crazy, but like something as simple as taking my daily vitamins mm-hmm. is overwhelming. And that is why I love my Care of vitamins. They come in a tiny little packet. It says my name on it.
Yep.
It's like personalized. It comes in the mail, sent directly to my house. I don't even have to go to the store and be like, what do I buy? I don't know. I'm not a pharmacist. And I'm getting everything that I need every day.
Yeah, it's a lot when you're opening all of these different bottles and jars and trying to remember everything to take. So Care of has this awesome quiz that helps you find the vitamins and powders that will support your specific health goals this year, like improving your fitness routine or managing your stress. And then they are focused on the quality and the science and the research that goes into all of their products and their recommendations. And they send it all to you. They do the hard work. You just have to take them every day.
I'm all about a life of convenience. And Care of vitamins, there's nothing more convenient than that. I feel so healthy when I've taken them. I feel like, check mark, I did something good for myself today.
And the other thing that I love is that after I take my Care of vitamins, the individual packs are eco-friendly and they're made of compostable film. If you just go on their website, you can look at all of the information, how to compost them.
Eco-friendly products are one of our favorite things.
Totally. Kathleen and I have been taking Care of vitamins for a couple of years now, and we have different goals. One of mine is just recovery after working out. And so Care of made a recommendation and I take them every day. I love them.
Yeah. One of my goals is to have my nails grow faster. And yes. Care of made a recommendation for me for that as well.
So you can get started with your Care of vitamins today. For 50% off your first Care of order, go to takecareof.com and then enter the code TASTE50.
Again, for 50% off of your first Care of order, go to takecareof.com and enter our code TASTE and the numbers 50, TASTE50 when you check out.
I think that this falls into the category of you don't owe him anything, and he is married with children.
Yeah.
So he is clearly stepping out on his wife.
Yeah.
I think you phrase it exactly the way you phrase it in the email. Mm-hmm. You are not interested, and this, I think you need to stop it.
I would stop seeing this guy.
Yeah.
I mean,
you have to.
Unless you're having like amazing, deep, philosophical conversations.
Does his wife know you're but having these conversations?
I would be devastated.
I
would be devastated if my husband, who, you know, we're in our 30s now. Let's say he was going out to dinners that I didn't necessarily know about with a coworker who was in her like early 20s. Mm-hmm. I would be devastated.
And also, there are children involved. You need the money for the children. Like, why is he? I would be so irritated as a wife, too. Why are you spending money on this woman?
I know.
Like, we have kids to provide for.
Like, yeah.
We have a mortgage or rent to pay. This is not.
This is not normal.
Not normal. It's not good. I know that sugar daddies are a thing, and
but there's a website for that where there's like a formal agreement that, you know, this person's going to be your sugar daddy.
And whatever. I have
and like $50 gift cards. Like, if he's a real sugar daddy, he's giving you more than that.
He should. Yeah. I mean, and also, like,
I mean, but not to like say a $50 gift card isn't a lot of money. That's a lot of money.
But it's also that there is, I think my biggest thing is that there is a wife and there are children behind this.
Yeah.
And you know, if he was single, I think I would probably feel differently about it, just in terms of, as long as you make it clear to him that you're not interested, you're not going to sleep with him. If he wants to take you out to dinner, that's great, but you're going to be dating other people. But there's a wife and kids involved. You have to be clear. He also, just from this email, strikes me as a person who probably needs very clear boundaries. And so I think that being coy or trying to be friendly about it isn't going to work. I think you need to say to him, look, I am no longer comfortable with this. We are not dating. You have a wife. I am not going to see you anymore.
And Camden doesn't even work at that company anymore.
So it's like you have to see him in passing anyway.
You know, it reminds me of this episode of Modern Love. Did you watch that whole thing on Amazon? Mm-hmm. Based on the New York Times column, Modern Love.
That's the Tina Fey one, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Each episode's a different story. Like, okay. It's different vignettes. And there is one episode where it's a young girl at work having meals with an older man. It reminds me exactly of that. And she actually had daddy issues, and like her dad left or died when she was very young. And so she was using this older man at work who was romantically interested in her as more of like a dad figure.
Okay.
If you are not romantically interested in him and he is romantically interested in you, it's black and white.
Yeah. And also there's something weird going on with him with the forehead kissing. Like, either he's infantilizing you, which is very weird because...
Yeah, he might be having sexual daughter fantasies about you.
That's very strange. Or he's trying to work his way down your face, and the next kiss will be on the nose, and then the next kiss will be on the lips. Like, what's that about? That's very weird.
Let me play the devil's advocate here.
Okay.
Let's say that this guy and her just have like a really lovely friendship connection. Or let's say he values his friendship with her, because he has said, you're my best friend. Like, maybe this is a man who doesn't have any friends. Mm-hmm. And this is a girl who was like, okay, like responded to his kindness.
Okay.
And let's say like the forehead kiss is because he feels like a father figure to her, but also enjoys her friendship. I'm just trying to play devil's advocate here. Like, if I were 40 and I like befriended a young male who worked in my company, like, would I go out for meals with him because, like, I felt like a mother figure? Like, it's just, I don't know. I can't.
Here's the tough thing about that age difference.
Yeah.
Is it significant enough to be significant, but a little too close to be parent-child? Because he would have been a 15-year-old dad if she was his daughter.
Yeah, I mean, they're not that far in age.
That's why if he was 60 and she was 25, maybe, but then still I would probably get a weird vibe from it. I think that he really has a crush on her.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have an understanding of boundaries, because who says you're my best friend when you're not best friends, unless you're misreading the situation? And I think that this falls into, women are taught to go along to try not hurt people's feelings.
Yeah.
And I think that you really need to stand up for yourself And if you're not happy in the situation, which it sounds like you have questions.
Like, is he taking you to dinner at the Ritz? Like, is he really taking you to places that you couldn't afford on your own?
Taking her to dinner at Popeyes. Like, the fact you should be spending time with your family at night. Like, why are you not with your wife when it's nighttime?
How much are the cocktails? Do you guys drink together? Like, is it like a $20 cocktail? Because like then I understand. Like, cocktails are expensive. A girl's got to eat.
I know, but like even those Applebee's mudslides are like the size of a salad bowl. I mean, that's delicious. Those are expensive.
What are your feelings on sugar daddies?
I
think I'm okay with it. Like, I'm like, I met my husband when I was really young.
Yeah.
But like, I can't say that if I had been like maybe a little bit hotter and like a little bit more risque, like, I might have had a sugar daddy as long as I was very clear with him from the beginning that I valued his money and not his physical, like I wasn't physically attracted to him.
Yeah.
Like, I think as long as you say, like, the lines are very clear from the beginning, like what's okay and what's not.
Yeah. I don't know if I know how I feel.
Some guys just want a pretty girl to take to a party, and all you have to do is like kiss him on the cheek and then he buys you like Dolce and Gabbana.
But again, why? I mean, there's this feeling I get about, again, like infantilizing, like, why are you obsessed with having a much, much, much younger woman who isn't interested in sleeping with you? She just wants your money. Like, why?
I understand. Like, it's you say to yourself, don't you have enough self-esteem? Like, you would say to a guy who wanted a sugar baby, don't you have enough self-esteem to like want a woman your own age who actually values you for you? But like, some of these guys, they're cool with their lives the way that they are. They don't care if the women are attracted to them. They just want some arm candy.
I think that's where I have the problem. I think it's less about the relationship between the two people, and it's more about our culture loves to turn women into little girls.
Mm.
And I mean, it's still the fact that we call a group of men, but we call a group of women girls.
Yeah.
But we don't call a group of grown men boys very often.
No, you're correct on that. You're right.
So I think that, and even calling it a sugar baby versus calling it like a sugar woman or like a money partner, or you know, just the term sugar baby is so creepy and infantilizing.
You're not incorrect about this.
I think that's where I have the problem. I think that even and it's also just a very strange power dynamic where it's like, as someone who is going to be called a sugar baby, I am inherently going to take the lower hand in this relationship. Mm-hmm. You have all the money, you have the power. I'm going to be cute and like walk around with you. It just feels gross. And I know that there are a lot of people who do it, and great. If it's all consensual, whatever. You know, it's not my business, but I don't love it.
Devil's advocate again.
Yeah.
There might be a female out there who's interested in the sugar baby, sugar daddy experience because maybe she's got like student loans to pay off.
Baby and daddy is upsetting.
You're not. Yeah. Why can't it be like sugar grown woman who's attractive and younger?
Right. Like, or just like.
That URL is way too long, I guess.
Do you know? I think that's where it really lies for me. Is it's just the names are really gross. It's gross.
It's baked in sexism.
It's baked in sexism, you know, and infantilizing.
There are women out there who are, I guess, sugar mommies.
Again, sugar. And then what's the partnership called? What's the other person called?
The sugar.
If it's a boy,
a sugar baby, I guess. Yeah.
I don't like it.
Sugar mommy. I'm going to be a sugar mommy one day.
I don't know. I think that's my issue. I also just get really upset with people who just like don't work. And I feel like, you know, if you want money, work for
Bethany,
it.
Bethany, they're entrepreneurs. They're entrepreneurs.
I like have no patience
sometimes
for people.
Sometimes it's hard to make ends meet. I don't know. I have never been in this situation myself. I have had friends who have been in this situation where it started off as like, oh, if you go on a date with me, I'll buy you this expensive handbag, and ended with, oh, when you sleep over at my house, I'm going to leave $400 for you on the nightstand to take your way out.
So then that's sex work.
That's sex work,
And then, you know what? And honestly, sex work is a legitimate form of work. Mm-hmm. I really believe that it should be, you know, legalized, and we should figure out how to keep these people safe who are doing sex work.
I agree.
But then at least say what it is.
Yeah.
If you're having sex in exchange for something, that's sex work. And there's not a stigma to it.
No,
at least
there's
not
no
in
shame.
My book. I just think that trying to code it in language that it isn't,
yeah,
it takes away the power from the person who was doing the work.
Yeah,
right?
Well, it takes away the power from the baby.
Right, exactly. If you're a baby versus if you're a sex worker.
Yeah.
Let's just save it for what it is.
Interesting.
That's where I'm at.
You know, this could be a whole college class.
Oh, I think, and like, yeah.
This could be an entire semester worth of decoding,
yeah,
and breaking down gender roles
totally
in this type of power dynamic.
Totally.
Camden, it's far more expansive. I did take a class about sex workers' rights when I was in college, and it's one of the most interesting classes I've ever taken because it really opened up my eyes to a world that I didn't have a lot of understanding about. Mm-hmm. But I think on this podcast, like, it's in terms of this email and context of this email, Camden, if I were you, I can't tell you what to do. I would remove myself from the situation.
I agree with you, Kathleen. I think that you need to, because I have a feeling this guy is going to escalate his behavior. I think that...
And you don't want him to get physical in a way where you can't protect yourself.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's just the progression of the relationship as you described it to us.
Yeah.
And that's that.
Yeah. I think you need to extricate yourself and be safe about it and be firm about it. From what we know about it, that's,
you know,
my take.
I would be really interesting to hear from a taste bud who's in an active, consensual sugar baby, sugar parent relationship.
Yeah.
And how is that working for you?
Look, I'm sure that there are some that work wonderfully,
yeah,
and both sides are great. I think I mostly have an issue with the name.
Yeah.
And also, like,
and what it's titled.
And
yeah.
as long as both people are on the same page, whatever you... Whatever you're doing,
do whatever works for you.
As long as it's not hurting anyone else.
Yeah.
As long as there's not like a partner involved who doesn't know what's going on.
Yeah. As long as you're safe.
Yeah. I just don't like, I just think that name is so gross and it's a problem.
Please email us. Like, ugh, you're so interested in this.
And be safe, Camden. Please be safe. Whatever choice you make is yours to make. Just be safe about it.
All right. It's a Friday.
It's a Friday.
I need a glass of Chardonnay.
Woof.
No, why are you saying woof? It's a Friday. It's time to celebrate, Bethany.
No, it's good. I just know we're going to get emails.
No, it's okay. People are allowed to have opinions. And when we get emails from taste buds with opposite of opinions of ours, I always appreciate reading,
yes,
those.
No, and they're 9 times out of 10, they're very respectful, which I like. Which,
yeah.
And you know,
okay,
our listeners are very smart and kind.
As long as the conversation is open and like people aren't like, fuck you, I hate you bitches.
Yeah.
I'm cool. Like, send us your opposite opinions. Like, I have opposite opinions of a lot of close people in my life. It's fine.
Yeah, that's true.
And if everyone in this world had the same opinion, there would be no growth.
Oh, all right.
It's okay, taste buds. Bethany's going to be okay.
I'll
She's
going to
be fine. Love you.